God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Oh, this is Do Not Keep Silent. Going to take a look at leadership tonight. Digging into King David's, characteristics, traits. And this is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. Yeah, welcome in to Do Not Keep Silent. Don't be a pushover. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. If you listen to part one of the importance of leadership, well, I hope you enjoy this part two of the importance of leadership. Again, going to be digging into, characteristics about King David. Things that were described about David. In 1 Samuel 16:14 through 23, the ruling king Saul had disobeyed God twice. He'd been rejected by God to be the rightful king and was being plagued by a distressing spirit. Saul's servants discussed what to do about it, and one of them knew about David. Most of us, when hearing this passage, tend to think of David's skill with a harp. However, this servant pointed out six unique aspects about David. Let's explore these just a bit. The servant described David as a man who plays the harp well. Number two, a man of valor. Number three, a man of war. Number four, one who speaks wisely. Number five is good looking. And number six, the Spirit of the Lord is upon him. Shared with you the first three, earlier. But tonight, I want to dig into four, five, and six. Four, one who speaks wisely. Five, one who is good looking. And six, the Spirit of the Lord is upon him. So, number four, David, he was prudent in speech. One who speaks wisely. When was the last time you saw someone with this characteristic? Someone who knows what to say, when to say it, and how to say it. David showed wisdom in how he spoke. His mouth, in fact, never seemed to get him into trouble. He never talked back to his authorities, to his father, or to Saul. Even when Saul was trying to kill him, he didn't say an ill word towards Saul or about Saul. If you will, he never sassed anyone. He never used foul language. He always spoke to try to defuse the situation. He was humble, and when offered positions of recognition by Saul, he actually would take the lowest seat. Pretty incredible. He never spoke to boost his own position. He never spoke with flattery. Also interesting is that David did not boast before the army that he could slay Goliath. He just kept asking what the reward would be. James said the tongue is perhaps the hardest thing for a man to tame, yet David seemed to have his under control. That there's one area in modern life that the tongue seems to be the loosest, if you will. Social media. Isn't it quite amazing the things people say on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, you name it? Think about that. There's just too much focus on simply being right rather than being concerned about the soul of the person that we're talking with, communicating with. God has exposed that, to me as an issue in my life, but it hasn't been worked out of my system yet. I'm still working on it. Are we prudent in our speech? If we don't learn to address this issue, friends, we're going to be struggling with leadership. Five, David was good looking. Let us keep in context. Let's keep that in mind. This is from the eyes of a servant of Saul. Just a few verses earlier, when Samuel was anointing David, God told him not to look at physical appearance. And the Bible actually rarely gives a physical description of its heroes when you consider it. Joseph, David, Daniel are among the very few that, well, would be brought up as handsome, ruddy, good-looking. This is about as much physical description as it gives its heroes. The villains, on the other hand, you know, Goliath, Saul, Absalom, and others tends to get more physical descriptions. I mean, consider this, friends. Absalom was interesting. Well, he was interesting enough that the Bible describes the weight of his hair after cutting it every year. We need to remember here that God is not interested in how you appear physically. He is interested in how you appear spiritually. Are we good looking spiritually? Are you good looking spiritually? The only way we can be is if we're born again with a new, clean heart by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. The one that looks good usually cannot get the job done properly because the attitude of the heart is not there. Often as well, the one with the correct attitude and heart will not look the part. But seemingly, they can get the job done far better. We'll take a look at six shortly. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. My name's Jason DeZurich, your host for the program. Tonight, taking a look at, well, six attributes about King David that we find in 1 Samuel 16:18 that one of the servants of Saul actually shares. The servant describes David as a man who plays the harp well, a man of valor, a man of war, one who speaks wisely, one who is good looking, and that the Spirit of the Lord is upon him. I'll continue digging into these later on. Do want to direct you to the blog post of Charlie Wolcott, Characteristics of a Leader, Part 1 and Part 2. You can go to worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Hit that blog tab right there. And in the search bar, you can actually type in Characteristics of a Leader, Part 1 and Part 2. They should come up. You can dig into this more looking through the scriptures and such. Again, when we return from our little break here, going to be taken at the Spirit of the Lord was upon David. This is Do Not Keep Silent. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
Have you ever been so busy that you don't know which way is up or down? Have you ever been so busy for the kingdom of God that you are actually not doing much earthly good? You're busy running church or school activities or trying to do your homework in order to please your teachers and family with good grades. Or maybe you're just busy trying to get into that perfect college or busy with your job. Now, don't get me wrong. Being busy isn't necessarily a bad thing. It can, however, divert our focus away from God and his desires for your life. To dig more into this, find my blog post, which is titled, God's Will or My Dream.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
Where is your faith? Have you been enlightened by the Word of God? Have you tasted God's goodness in your life? Have you experienced repentance? If so, don't fall away from that. Keep moving forward and growing and maturing in your faith, I encourage you to continue to dig into God's Word and help your field to produce good crops. Don't give up practicing the faith or fall away from this true faith. Now, friends, if you've not experienced this enlightenment of faith, well, contact a Christian friend, a pastor, or us here at Worldview Warriors to help you get on the right path to tasting the goodness of God in your life. To dig more into this, check out Hebrews 6, 4 through 8.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. I so appreciate you taking time to be with me here tonight for Do Not Keep Silent. I hope you're being encouraged and equipped to serve Christ in all that you do. Again, going to be digging into more regarding King David, taking a look at six attributes that were brought up about him from a servant from King Saul, found in 1 Samuel 16 through 18. And, well, we've gone through the first five, and now we're going to wrap up with the last one. The first five were a man who plays the harp well. So, in other words, David was an extraordinary talent as a musician, and he, well, used his gifting for God, and he used it well. That doesn't mean you have to be a musician to be a leader. But I'm sure God has gifted you in your ways. And you need to use that gift and talent for him. Number two is a man of valor. David, well, he's a man of courage. Challenges did not bother him. He embraced them. And actually, he sprinted after them. Most adults seem to run away from these, but not David. Number three, a man of war. Friends, if you think about it, David prepared to face Goliath. He tried walking in Saul's armor, but somehow David knew that this was just wasn't going to work, and he knew about battles and battle tactics, and he would win. Number four, one who speaks wisely. And discussing that just a bit tonight regarding him being wise with his mouth, very prudent in speech. He knew what to do and when to say it. The reason this one is, at least in my mind, very, very huge, it's a big deal, because James said the tongue is perhaps the hardest thing for a man to tame, yet David seemed to have had his under control. It's pretty incredible when you think about it. And then when you, well, put it into action in today's world, not only are we communicating, you know, face-to-face, we communicate through social media, you know, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, what have you. And, well, many of us just say whatever. Our tongues are loose. David, though, seemed to have had his under control. Number five is, well, he's good looking. You know, let's just keep in mind, God is not interested in how you appear physically. He's actually interested in how you appear spiritually. You know, are you looking good spiritually? And let's not forget, too, that this list came from one of the servants of Saul. So for him, good looking was probably a big deal. But for God, he looks at the heart. Number six is the Spirit of the Lord was upon him, upon King David. And, well, this one is very, very important. This is the secret to it all. The moment David was anointed, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David. This is how David's music worked to relieve Saul. This is how David had the courage to face both lion and bear. This is how David was wise in battles. This is how David was prudent in speech. David did not just have the Spirit upon him, but David walked in that anointing. Saul had the spirit too for a while, but then it left when Saul refused to obey God. Old Testament times are interesting because the spirit of God would come and go. It would rarely stay upon a person. We as New Testament believers, we have the Holy Spirit for good. This is something the Old Testament saints longed for. However, how many of us walk in that spirit? Many of us would love to, but we're not willing to give up our own means to get there. To live God's way, dependence upon our own skills, abilities, and intellect must be put away. And it must be upon God and God alone. Friends, the secret to being a leader as David was is to yield and follow the Holy Spirit. David had one major blemish on his record, and I think we all know what it is. The incident of Bathsheba and Uriah. But besides that, he lived a life of victory and success as a whole. There were other things David did wrong, but that was the only time David failed to seek and heed the voice of the Lord until he was confronted. When it comes to leadership, I believe that David gives us a spectacular template of what kind of character is needed. Now, he's not the only example, but he is a good one. Let us learn how God prepared David for leadership, and let us not merely esteem these characteristics, but I encourage us to pursue them. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Wanted to direct you again to Characteristics of a Leader, written by Charlie Wolcott. You can find those at our blog. Go to worldviewwarriors.org. Hit the blog tab. It'll take you there. And in the search bar, you can write the characteristics of a leader. You should be able to find those postings pretty easily. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. And if we consider ourselves to be followers of Jesus Christ, friends, well, then he is our ultimate leader. Jesus gives us the best example of servant leadership that we see in John 13:13-17. Right after he washed the disciples' feet. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. And that's John 13:13-17. Friends, a leader is one who can humble themselves to even the most menial tasks when needed. This idea of being a humble leader is also explained by Jesus in Mark 10:42-45. You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Taking a look at leadership tonight. My name is Jason DeZurich, your host for the program. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
The rich young ruler and Matthew the disciple were both very wealthy men. One was institutionalized. He could not figure out
how to live his life outside a system of a lavish lifestyle, and the other gave it up in an instant. Jesus did not come to set up an institution, friends, but a kingdom. The kingdom does have structure and order, but that order comes out of the headship of Christ and the counsel of the Holy Spirit, not an institution. To learn more about this, go check out Charlie Wolcott's blog post titled Institutionalized.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
Just imagine where Israel would be today if Abraham would have given up on God and his promise that he made that Abraham would be a great nation. Even through the difficulties he faced, including some that were self-inflicted, he didn't give up and trusted in Almighty God. Friends, don't quit. Trust Almighty God in all that you do. If he really is Creator God, then you wouldn't even exist right now without him. Be thankful for him and the gift of life that he's given to you. Friends, find our blog post titled Don't Quit to dig into more on this idea today.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Thank you so much for tuning in to the program. As I leave you tonight, wanted to share with you, as you heard about Charlie Wolcott there, about one of his books. It's actually the first one that he released with Worldview Warriors at Worldview Warriors Publishing. And friends, it's actually available at a reduced rate right now. You can find that at worldviewwarriors.org. You can find that resource there. Biblical Foundations, Basic Christianity, and the Reliability of Scripture. You know, what does it mean to be a Christian? You ever thought of that? How can we live out this faith in practical ways in our everyday lives? Why should we believe or follow Christianity? What makes Christianity true? Friends, in this resource, there's 60 studies. Charlie Wolcott answers these questions from various angles, giving solid reasons why we can trust the Bible, why Christianity is indeed the only true religion, and how we can live out this life beyond religious church services. Friends, someone shared this about this resource. Her name is Becky Evans. Can't put this book down. Wow. I started reading this and I can't put it down. I've been a student of God's word for years, but this book has convicted me to the point of tears. So easy to read and understand. All believers should read this. Becky, we thank you for that. Well, very, very nice and very wonderful review. We appreciate that. Again, Biblical Foundations, written by Charlie Wolcott. You can find it at worldviewwarriors.org. You can find that there. It'll take you to the link where you need to go. Basic Christianity and the Reliability of Scripture, written by C.A. Wolcott. Yeah, my name is Jason Zurich, your host for the program. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Some of you maybe have just found us recently, and you're wondering, what in the world is Worldview Warriors? Well, Worldview Warriors, we equip students to impact this generation for Jesus Christ by investing not just in students, but their families as well in numerous ways. Some of those ways are through our radio programming, internet presence, through social media, our blog, podcast. We actually travel all over the United States, equipping and encouraging students and adult leaders to live for Jesus Christ in everything they do. We do our best to focus in on 14 to 24-year-old students, but again, we take time and sink into not just students, but their families as well. some core values about Worldview Warriors. Jesus is life. The rest is details. We love him, and for this reason, we don't apologize for the gospel and challenge students to build their life on faith in Jesus Christ. The Bible, well, the Bible can be trusted and provides the only coherent framework for life. One more core value for the ministry: Jesus Christ alone is our hope and the only real lasting hope for the world. It is only in him that we can find truth and change in our lives. Lastly, we challenge students to think critically and invite debate with their peers. We emphasize that they approach others in love so they can impact the world. Again, just some core values about the ministry, Worldview Warriors. You can find us at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Thank you so much for tuning in to the program. I'll see you next time. And you go out, make today great. Don't be a pushover. And this is Do Not Keep Silent.
Christ.
I won't play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.